Hello, everyone. I'm Jordan Reddick, and this is Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. And today we got QU women's softball coach, Coach Moreau. How you doing today?
I'm great, thanks.
That's good. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. So just give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Sure. This is my first year here at QU. Coaching-wise, I came from S&T down in Rolla, Missouri. So I was there for 7 years as the head coach there, and before that I was an assistant coach for about 9 years at Truman State University. So I've done a lot of jumping around in the GLVC with those two schools, and then I went to grad school and undergrad at Truman as well. So I spent a lot of time in Kirksville, which is kind of back in that area again, just across the river. So
now that, I'm glad that you did say that, because that was one of my questions for today. So I mean, I did my research. You played in the GLVC. I mean, you had a tremendous career, a lot of success, definitely a lot of success at Truman as well. So, like, what's keeping you in the GLVC? What is so special about it?
I think it's just opportunities. Obviously, when I was at Truman originally, they were in the MIAA. But during my tenure there, through coaching, they made the move to the GLVC. And I feel like it was a really good fit that balanced, you know, academics, athletics, felt like it was a good competitive conference, but not necessarily looking ever to stay in it. But, you know, you make connections, and I, you know, have a lot of connections with the multiple years that I've been around, especially in the GLVC. So I think that kind of helps when things open up. People either think of you or you just hear about it early enough that you can kind of get your foot in the door or see what's there. But I just, it's a great conference. Obviously, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't still be here.
Touche.
But, you know, it's, and then the area is good. I'm originally from St. Louis area. My parents are in the St. Louis area still. So a location that is not too far away, so I can still be a part of their lives. And they're getting older, so I want to make sure that I can spend time with them when I can.
That's good. That's good. So let's talk about your recruiting process out of high school at the time. Has softball been a sport you always played all your life?
Yes. Yeah, I was big into softball and basketball. To be honest, I probably loved basketball a little bit more when I was in high school and earlier, but I was a little bit more talented in the softball arena, and life just takes you on a path, and I went with it. I was a walk-on at Truman. I didn't really get recruited. It was at an era when the club ball wasn't so big, and getting recruited wasn't as big of a thing as it is now. But I knew I wanted to be in sports, and I was fortunate enough to earn a spot as a walk-on and then end up staying. I wouldn't say I had an awesome career, but the program had an awesome career, and I definitely loved being a part of the team and finally earned, you know, a spot that senior year to be out in the outfield and play there that year with Truman.
That's good. That's good. So let's fast forward to you getting towards the end of your career. What made you say, okay, I want to coach softball?
It was a long journey. I think I was, you know, when I went to Truman, I was ag science bio minor. Was looking at pre-veterinary medicine originally, and then lack of motivation, whatever you want to call it, just not my calling. I just never felt like I was driving myself to really pursue that. So once I graduated with my undergrad, I went back to St. Louis for a little while, was working, going back to school, thinking about coaching and teaching at the high school level. And then a former teammate of mine, Erin Brown, got the head coaching job at Truman, and she needed an assistant. And so she called me up, wanted to see if I'd be interested. And that's what kind of put me on that path. But originally, I really wasn't going to stay in coaching at the college level, at least, but definitely wanted it to be a part of who I was as a profession. I just loved it too much. And then over the years, I just realized that if I'm not pursuing that super hard, I think I probably am where I need to be. And ended up making the S&T job opened up after 9 years at Truman, and I was just like, I think I'm ready to pursue a head coaching. And Erin knew that, and she was very supportive and an awesome mentor through those years and still to this day too.
So did you, going into your first year as a head coach, did you take a lot of things that you learned as a coach when you was at Truman into S&T?
Yes, of course. Yeah, a lot of things through there we picked up, and, you know, everybody shares, borrows, and steals different things from different coaches, and you kind of make it your own. But I would definitely say a lot of who I was came from what we did at Truman, who we learned from at Truman, but then taking bits and pieces that you always have some personal spins on what you're going to do, or maybe if you're going to change something just a little bit. But a lot of things, I think, were definitely coming from there.
That's great. That's great. So let's fast forward again just a little bit.
Sure.
And let's talk about the feeling, the atmosphere, the game when you won your 100th game.
Oh, I don't know if a lot of people knew that I won my 100th game. I feel like it was a long time coming, probably. But it's a cool milestone. I mean, every coach, you know, you're not in it for the wins, but it is kind of nice to see that you're making some successes and reaching those milestones, or whatever you want to call them. But yeah, it was just another day for me. If we start getting way up there, then it might be something pretty cool. But I'm not in it for that. I hope our teams are winning and we're doing well. But that stuff that is important, but not the main focus for me.
I mean, yeah, I get it. I understand. Like you said, right, everything ain't about wins and losses. But, I mean, that's still a great accomplishment for you to reach 100-plus wins. Because I did my math, and I think you had – I didn't count this year's, but from last year you had 114, I believe, just from last year. I'm, again, not counting this year, so I'm pretty sure you
– Sounds right. I haven't done the math, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, we love to give people their flowers. I mean, you deserve it. I mean, you've been in this business, a hard, tough business to kind of – be consistent in, and for you to get 100 wins, I mean, I don't know too many coaches that do get 100 wins. So now let's talk about the process from you leaving S&T to coming to Quincy. What brought you here?
I don't know. I'd been there for 7 years. I felt just personally like I wanted a change, and I knew Coach Carr, who was the former coach who's now on the administrative side. We were pretty close, I'd say friends within the softball community. We didn't really talk a ton, but we always had great conversations whenever we saw each other. And I sort of knew she was probably leaving, but wasn't sure. And anyway, she reached out to me, said the job, they were still looking for some applicants and if I'd be interested. And I said, I wouldn't mind. Quincy has a few things that, you know, I didn't have resource-wise, too. So full-time assistant position, locker room facilities, having little things like sprinklers on the infield to not have to hose it by hand. But, you know, great people at S&T. I really love my time there. I just felt like I was ready for a change, and I thought maybe it might be good for the program, too, to have a change and get somebody new in there, too.
I mean, yeah, I understand. I mean, like you said, right, at the end of the day, you know, you know not to overstay your welcome. You know, you know when it's time to go, when it's time to move on in life. I mean, I'm glad that you did, because right now, I mean, you're having a lot of success right now for your first year here. Did you have, coming into the season, did you have big plans, or was this year more of a filler-out year, kind of get acclimated with the team and things like that?
A little bit of both, I think. Being in the same conference and knowing Coach Carr, I knew a little bit about the team. Obviously, we played against, especially the seniors. I'd seen them for 3 years. I felt like they were very similar to what I was sort of leaving at S&T. I felt like we were both on the brink of breaking into the top eight to qualify for the tournament. We were all tied. There was like five of us tied last year. And Quincy was going to beat S&T out because of the tiebreaker if it came to that one, but Maryville snuck in there and ended up taking all of it and ended up going. But I knew the senior class especially, but I wasn't sure how dedicated they were and how much they wanted it until I got here.
Right.
And once I started working with them, I was like, we have a real shot of having a good season, and just trying to get them to believe in that and be confident in that. I know they say it and they want it, But it's another thing sometimes day in and day out, believing and being confident that you will achieve that goal. So we've been just grinding through that and trying to make sure that we stay positive and we're working hard and we give it everything we got, no regrets.
Most definitely, most definitely. So let's talk about the recruiting process. Has each school been different when it came to recruiting?
A little bit. So there's different niches probably for my former two schools. It was a little more academic, rigorous, like engineering at S&T. So looking for avenues to get kids in that way. Here, I feel like I have freedom to go after anyone that I think would be a good player in person and fit well into our team and our program. So I do like it is, and this is a private school, and I came from two public schools. Mm-hmm. So all the business side of stuff is a little different. But I feel like the opportunities are great, and I'm getting used to it, and I feel like you can do some really great things here once I get it all figured out and get a chance to get some good recruits in and do some great things for the program. So
amazing, amazing. So let's talk about our team now currently.
Sure.
So what players so far have surprised you?
Surprised me. We've got a couple freshmen that I think have worked really hard, even though maybe they may not be in the lineup on a regular basis. That's a tough question. That's a good one. Okay, so I was confident that Jaylee and Taylor were going to be solid. They've been here for a long time. Casey in the outfield has always been solid, one of the best arms, if not the best arm in our conference. Bailey Mitchell surprised me a little bit because she was a little bit of a slump at the beginning of the year, but she's done much better. She's actually the one that hit two home runs the other day against Lincoln. Some of her only bright spots that day, but she did great. I don't know that anyone's really surprised me, but there's a few freshmen and the local Quincy freshman, Bryn Kretmeyer, or Krutmeyer, excuse me, she's really come along. And I think she can do some good things over the years as a pitcher. She's just kind of getting used to our style of coaching and philosophy and getting pushed a little bit. But she's surprised me a little bit in a great way.
I mean, yeah, that's good. I mean, I only asked that because, again, you played against them mm-hmm. on the opposite side.
Sure.
So now that you're on, you know, this side now I know it's kind of a little bit different from the point of view of like, okay, well, maybe, you know, going against her last year and versus seeing her actually play firsthand in practice, games,
sure.
scrimmages, you're like, we didn't see that on film or yeah. that wasn't in our scouting report that week.
Sure. I think more of it is a few of them, especially I would say Jaylee and Taylor, I think really work hard and they're focused and they want it. And that's apparent in their day in and day out effort. A lot of the girls and players are doing that as well. I don't want to take anything away from the other ones either, but that senior class, especially, I feel like they know they were so close last year and they really want to go out on a high note and make something that hasn't happened in a while hopefully happen their senior year.
I mean, we're all pushing for it. We're all pushing for it. 10 games left.
Yes.
I believe if I count it right.
You are correct.
10 games left. All right. What's the game plan?
We got to win.
Yeah,
we got to win. We have UIS, which I think unofficially it's getting moved to Tuesday and not Sunday because of weather. But, you know, we've got some very winnable games in my mind throughout the rest of the season. Some of the teams that are in the pack with us for that 8 spots, we're sitting at 9 right now. Some have some harder competition, but at the end of the day, a lot of teams have surprised me this year on who's beaten who and and who's where they are in the rankings. So we just got to take care of business. And I think if we can win, you know, 6 Definitely more than six. Don't quote me. Don't do the math and come back and tell me I'm wrong. But I think about six wins should hopefully get us there. I'm hoping we can get some more and at least get a split and then some sweeps throughout the rest of the 3 weekends that we have. It's crazy.
So how did it feel? Because I believe I can't remember right. It was McKendry. It was the first sweep in some years for Quincy,
yeah.
I believe.
I think they might have said seven maybe or four. I can't remember the number anymore.
So how did it feel to kind of lead, QU softball over some of these humps that over the previous years that we couldn't get over?
I didn't know it was a hump, to be honest. McKendry was going to be good. I knew that they did well last year. She had a lot of returners, and they're doing some good things, especially with their hitters there. I was pleasantly surprised, to be honest, that day. The girls came out and played probably the best that I've seen, or one of the best that I've seen throughout the year. And, you know, if we show up like that, there's no team that we can't beat. But that's the name of the game, right? The consistency and showing up every day. And it's a long game, so they got to find a way to manage their emotions and their energy to last through two games and have it from the start and all the way to the finish.
Right. I mean, I'm glad that, you're here, you're leading them, over those little small humps, like you said earlier, right? This senior class want to go out on top. They want to feel the glory. And the fact that y'all are making those small jumps throughout the season, I mean, I'm pushing for the last half of the season to kind of go y'all way.
Thank you. We are too.
So let's talk about recruiting, okay? What are you looking for in a recruit in order for her to come here and be on the QU softball team?
Sure. Besides, the pieces that you need position-wise, I really like to look for just athletes that maybe play other sports besides softball. I know that's difficult sometimes in the day and age we're in. But if they're athletic, they're going to be in it for the long haul just physically, and then versatility-wise, they might be able to play a different position because they're athletic. And the big piece to me that I really look for besides finding a major, a good fit, those kinds of things, is like a blue-collar attitude and somebody that's going to just work to achieve whatever they have, not to be a perfectionist, but never be satisfied and always wanting to try to improve themselves and not being afraid of putting in the time.
Most definitely.
And I just feel like over the years, that's just, it separates a lot of recruits from others.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, as far as from us recruiting as well, I mean, like you said, blue collar athlete, right? Can you do the little things right? Can you do the off the field things right? Like go to class, get your grades. Because at the end of the day, right, if you don't have the grades, and we say it all the time, if you don't have the grades, you can't play.
Right.
So it's not going to matter if they both don't go hand in hand. So you got to be able to play on the field, but off the field, you got to be able to play as well.
Yes, for sure. It's my three things usually besides the blue collar thing is like they need to be a good athlete, a good student, and a good person.
Oh, yeah.
And if we got those three things, then we can do something with that.
Definitely. Okay, so let's not jump too far ahead, but – what is your mindset going into year two once the first year is finished?
I think we'll be losing a lot with our senior class. I think we have 8 that are graduating or not returning. So it'll be different. It'll be a lot different look. So we're going to have to, some of the returners should be excited because there's more opportunities. We have a pretty good class coming in. Won't be perfect, but I'm excited about the kids that we have just because it was my first year here and a little late getting in the process, but we got some quality athletes that I think can help, at least keep us where we are and then move the program even, forward wherever that is when we end up this year.
Okay. Let's talk about your favorite moment as a player and then your favorite moment as a coach.
My favorite moment as a player, I don't think it even involved me. My senior year at Truman, we were playing in the conference championship. our coach had left after my junior year. For some reason, they couldn't find anybody, so we had some fifth-year seniors leading the charge. And we made it to the conference tournament. We made it to the final game. This was when they were in the MIAA, so we were playing Central Missouri. And there was a veteran coach coaching, and we had to come back from two games to win the whole thing. And we won the first game, and then the second game we squeeze-bunted to go up and ended up winning the game. And I know that coach was just fuming that a couple of kids had beat her. But those are some special times. You know, as a coach, I try to reiterate that to our players, that the bonds and the people that you meet in your college years especially is something special, and you're in contact with them for the rest of your life most likely. But yeah, so that was always a fond memory for me. As a coach, anytime, is this what we're talking about? We're talking about this year, anytime.
Nope, anytime.
I would probably say as a head coach, it was getting, S&T to the conference tournament for the first time in, I don't know, it was 10 or 11 years, I think. And just the girls being so happy about making it. And then when we got there, they rose to the occasion. We ended up beating a couple of teams we weren't supposed to, lasted longer than we were supposed to. But that was just, that was special.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, it's kind of funny how, like, both stories kind of correlate with each other a little bit. I mean, but the fact that, you know, but you overcame so much from a player's perspective and a coach perspective, I mean, it's amazing. Right. It's amazing of a career coaching that you have had so far. I mean, again, we're wishing that you have even more success. So that kind of brings me to my last few questions of, so where can everybody find you at if they want to get recruited, if they have questions about our program?
Yes, I am on social media. I am not great at social media. I do have a Twitter. I'm at cmonrovia13. I have Instagram. Email is probably the best way to start a conversation. Send me videos and those kinds of things. I'll eventually, I think, get a little bit better at the social media stuff, but I'm just a little behind the times. but yeah, email is probably the best way, at my work email. And then a lot of times I'll give out my phone number through that process. And then it's from there on. But coaches can always contact me at the office phone or on email too.
Okay. All right. Y'all hear that, right? It ain't hard. She ain't hard to find. Okay. Last question.
Yes.
Okay. So, from your point of view, since you have been here, how would you say your time has been as far as from the community, the school, everything?
I would say a whirlwind right now. I just came in and there's so many other things to figure out that I just feel like my head's spinning. But I've loved the town. I'm still getting to know it. I've been too busy with trying to organize things to really explore, but I love the town. The people seem to be great. I love the people that I'm working with and some of the camaraderie that we've started to form with some of the other coaches. It's been great so far. I'm looking forward to many more years to come, hopefully.
All righty, most definitely. All right, once again, thank you, Coach Monroe, for coming out today. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jordan Reddick, and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.